everybody. Good morning and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. Thanks so much for joining. My name is Paul Pretty, and for the past several years, I've been the student college young adult pastor at Delaware, and now transitioning into the teaching pastor role for our LifePoint Marion campus that we are praying we'll be able to launch sometime within the first part of 2022. This past Sunday, we were in Acts chapter 10 as we continued in the Beyond the Shallow series, in which we've been looking at the life of Peter and through that, really, the gospel. And this Sunday was a really significant moment. Obviously, all of Scripture is significant and important, but it's really the beginning of the gospel going to the Gentiles and is the beginning of Paul being launched out to share the gospel with the Gentiles. And the Gentiles being anybody who is not Jewish. And if you look back throughout Scripture, there is a very clear separation and distinction between the Jews or the Israelites and the Gentiles, anybody, again, not being Jewish. And the reason for that separation, you could go all the way back into the Old Testament and see that God sets apart for himself a people. And that people come from Abraham, and there's Jacob and Isaac and that whole family lineage. And that people become eventually known as the Jews. And the reason for that distinction and being set apart is that God gave them specific laws and commandments and rules to follow so that ultimately through that people group, God would be glorified. And in Deuteronomy 4, it talks about Moses is talking to the people and he says, look, the reason that we have taught you these laws, the reason that God gave you these laws is so that the nations could look in and see the glory of God, see how God resides with his people, see how God leads and directs his people, and they'll essentially marvel at that and they'll want the same. And that was really the intent. Unfortunately, sin messed with that, and eventually a lot of the Israelites and the Jews, there became almost a racism and a discrimination toward the other people groups, the Gentiles. And so what we see then fast forwarding into the New Testament is Jesus very clearly saying that he came for the whole world, but people didn't quite get that yet, didn't quite understand it. And so in Acts chapter 10, we have this incredible moment where there's this guy named Cornelius. He is a Roman military leader called a centurion. He would have overseen about 100 soldiers, and he believes in the one true God. He has really rejected a belief in a plethora of gods, and he is praying to God. He's giving alms to God, and an angel appears to Cornelius and says, hey, send for Peter. And so he's like, okay. And so he sends for Peter. And Peter, at the same time, gets a vision from God of this big, almost like a tablecloth, like a sheet coming down from heaven with all these different animals. And they're both clean and unclean animals, according to Peter, animals that had been prohibited to eat in the Old Testament. And God is saying, hey, I have made all things clean. And Peter doesn't really get it at first. And as the vision happens three times, he comes out of the vision, and at the door are the guys that Cornelius sent. And it begins to click for Peter that this is about much more than food. This is about the gospel needs to go to all people. The gospel is for everyone. And so Peter goes and he gets to Cornelius's house. Cornelius is like, you need to tell us what you have to share with us. And Peter then, understanding that, again, the gospel is for all people, that in the Christian life, there is no room for racism or for prejudice of any kind, and he shares the gospel. And what we see is the Holy Spirit fill the Gentiles, and very similar to what happens in Acts chapter 2 with the Holy Spirit filling the Jews. And so all of that to say, there are a lot of incredible things we could draw from this text. But one of the things I really want to point out is that we can't put our ultimate hope in programs and policies as the ultimate solution for racism, prejudice, and injustices that exist in the world. They're not the ultimate solution. Jesus is. And so whenever we're thinking about relational tensions that we experience, or whenever we think about just other tensions that we feel in our life, our first tendency sometimes is, I think, to over-rely on what we can do in our own power. How can we make things better in our own power? And there is certainly room for that. We certainly need to have conversations. We certainly need to try and do things differently in certain areas. But at the same time, ultimately, it's the power of the gospel that unites people. And so that needs to be our primary focus and our primary effort as Christians. It's really our responsibility to go into the world as people whose major and primary focus is sharing the gospel with others, because through the gospel, there's the understanding that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And it really levels the field, right? Everybody needs salvation. And that means no one person or no one race or no one color or no one individual is any better than another. We are all in desperate need of our Savior. And when the gospel, it really penetrates our hearts, everybody begins to understand that, and that ultimately unites us as a part of a one body of Christ with one mission, one Lord, one baptism, one Spirit. And so that's really what we landed on Sunday, that the gospel is the ultimate solution really to everything, not just race relations, but the gospel is the solution to everything we experience in life. And we need to go to that as the ultimate and not these other things that we might try and manufacture. So how that applies in your life today, I just think it's helpful to remember that we need to have our primary focus be the gospel. And, you know, maybe that plays itself out in your work today as you're maybe navigating difficult relationships in your workplace or in your family. How does the gospel impact and influence the relationships you have all around you? So we're going to take some time to pray. I'm going to pray for you, and then I'm going to encourage you to pray as well. And yeah, I just want to say thanks again for joining the LifePoint Drivecast today, and we hope you'll join us again tomorrow. So I'm going to pray and then leave time for you to pray at the end. Father, thanks for your goodness in sending Jesus. Father, help us remember that the gospel, that Jesus, you are the ultimate solution to every problem and trial that we face. And Father, there are certainly practical things that we need to do, things that we can shift and adjust, but no single program or no single theory is going to solve our problems. Jesus, only you are. And so, God, I ask that you would allow us to hold on to that and apply it to our lives and everything we experience, particularly through our relationships. When tension arises, Father, help us understand that, Jesus, you bring the ultimate peace, because through you, there is an understanding that every single one of us are in desperate need of a Savior. Father, make that real for us today, and help us live that out today. And I come to you, Father, in Jesus' name.